It's really great once again on a very special day. Of course, we are celebrating World Mental Health Day. Joining me on the line to have a quick chat all about podcasts and maybe audiobooks to do with mental health is, of course, Dee Reddy from Go Loud. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me here on iRadio.
Pleasure as always, Louise.
Not at all. Now, of course, on a very special day, it's always great to, I suppose, you know, arm yourself with some knowledge, and podcasts are amazing, amazing for that. With the subject of mental health today, have you got any recommendations for people to maybe sink their teeth into a great podcast to do with mental health?
Yeah, absolutely loads, Louise. There's so many out there in this space. So what I've tried to do is kind of get together a list that offers a bit of something for everyone. So the first one that I have for you is, and you'll know by the name, like kind of the approach that the host takes. It's by a lady called Nora McInerney. And she had like an unbelievably tough few years. Her partner was diagnosed with brain cancer. He passed away. She also miscarried her second child. She had had one of the worst periods of time that I think any of us could hope to go through in our lives. And so she started this podcast called Terrible, Thanks for Asking. And it is all about dealing with your emotions and not feeling the need to put a shine on them or a veneer on them to make other people feel better, and to actually, like, if somebody asks you how you are, to feel okay about telling them if it's terrible. And it's a beautiful, brilliant piece of work. One I would definitely recommend listening to maybe in the kitchen on your own rather than on the bus, because chances are you will end up having a little cry along with her.
This is great. And I think it's so important to, you know, have the entertaining podcast, but have the real life ones as well.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that McInerney talks about a lot in it is just how, like, going through grief or going through a hard time is so unbelievably draining on your energies anyway. So why add the extra role of having to pretend that you're not okay? And I think that's a really important message that she does really, really well.
Absolutely. Is there any other podcasts that maybe people can check out, you know, to do with mental health?
Yeah. So another great one, and an Irish one, and I'm sure many people will be familiar with it already, but it's Brezzy's podcast, Where Is My Mind? And what I love about this is he kind of takes the approach of like how we can navigate the world that we live in with the brains that we have, right? So he talks about the impact that society as it is now has on you and has on your brain, and how you can maybe go about being more comfortable in that world that you can't change, using things like mindfulness and meditation, and like how you can get yourself off autopilot, and like just like even navigating the constant distraction of social media and everything. So it's a lovely one to listen to if, I suppose, it being World Mental Health Day, you think, actually, I'm not depressed, but I do need a bit of a breather. This is the perfect one for somebody in that position.
Definitely. And I like the way in Brezzy's podcast, you know, there is no BS in it. There's a reason that, you know, this is done so well and it's so successful. So if you haven't given it a try, definitely do. I love the soundscaping. You can totally tell that Brezzy works in music because of the way that this podcast is put together. The audio and the sound effects and everything, the production on it is just, it's top class as well.
It's fantastic. And I do love as well how much science he brings to it as well. That he talks about not just the what you might be feeling, but the how and the why. And personally, with the way my brain works, which tends to be quite practical, I find that really, really useful. And another one that does that really, really well, and again, hosted by an Irish person, is Owning It, the anxiety podcast. So this one is hosted by Caroline Foran. And it, I suppose, in a similar vein, it focuses, but more broadly, on mental health, but then really zones in, unsurprisingly, on the area of anxiety. She doesn't just like offer solutions, but she actually will go into quite a lot of detail on the chemicals that are involved in various disorders, which might contribute to making making you feel a certain way. And so it's a really, really nice mix between the science and the feeling behind mental health, I find. Like, she's one episode where she looks at catastrophic thinking, which is something I am an absolute devil for.
Me too. Here's your sister.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like to the point where my boyfriend and my mother will both say to me, "You're catastrophizing again." Mm-hmm. I'll be like, "Oh God, yeah, I really am. That was a wild swerve." But yeah, she kind of, in one of the episodes, she actually explains how you can manipulate negative thinking, and she calls it fear hacking. So obviously I loved that, but that's another really, really good one. Something that covers grief and grieving, but maybe in a more light touch approach, is Griefcast, despite the name. But this is actually hosted by comic actor Cariad Lloyd. And their 1 hour conversations about grief and bereavement with people who've experienced the death of a loved one. And really nicely, each episode is started by asking the guest, "Who are we remembering today?" Which I think is a lovely way to do it. But because obviously the host is involved in comedy, a lot of the guests are friends and colleagues. So the likes of like Robert Webb or Sarah Pascoe or Adam Buxton have all made appearances on this podcast at different points. And actually, it's one that I think certainly speaks to how I would deal with things like that. And I think it's maybe quite an Irish sensibility, but like, we really do use laughter as a way of dealing with our emotions. Mm-hmm. And this is something that kind of celebrates that, which I think is really, really nice.
Absolutely. There's so many suggestions there. And again, every single time we chat about podcasts, I'm putting them on my list to check them out. But of course, Dee, you've got some audiobook suggestions for us as well. I always dip in between audiobooks and podcasts. I know I should be listening to the radio all the time, but I like to mix it all up and try and fit everything in.
Yeah, well, it's funny, Louise. Like, I mean, I'm the exact same as you. Like, I kind of flip between the two, and they're very complementary mediums. And I realized when I was putting together the list for mental health ones, there was one that I particularly wanted to talk to you about. It is a podcast, but it is a memoir in podcast form. So it's really unusual piece of work. It's only 8 episodes long. Would 100% recommend that everybody check it out. It's called No Feeling Is Final. And it is made by a lady called Honor Eastley, who was feeling suicidal. And she's taken together like years of phone recordings, diary entries, and everything that build up to that moment for her to have felt that way, and has created this like memoir of her life and how she got to that point, and then used creating the podcast as a means to navigate her way out of it. So it's a really unusual, really stunning piece of work. A little bit heartbreaking at times, obviously, given the content, but it's also really darkly funny, and she's so, so charming. So 100% do check that out. But I realized as I was kind of writing my notes to talk to you about that one, that I personally would often lean on memoirs, mm-hmm. like in audiobook form, when I kind of, you know, when I'm feeling blue, or when I want to learn a little bit about feelings and how people are. And I think part of that comes from the idea that like, if you really respect or you know, think so highly of a person that you're happy to listen to their audio, their memoir, then chances are that there's a lot that you can learn from them about feelings. And so there's a couple there that I have for you that I just absolutely love, and a few of them that I've even listened to more than once. So the first one is from Carrie Fisher, and she narrates the audiobook.
Oh, lovely.
So yeah, it's really gorgeous. It's called Wishful Drinking. She's got two, but I do think this is the better one. And it is just a stunning book. It's all about actually her life, obviously being a memoir, but she really, really tackles her substance abuse and her mental health over her life within that. She's really, really heartbreakingly honest, but because it's Carrie Fisher, it's absolutely hilarious as well.
This is brilliant. And I suppose, you know, there is something really nice about sitting back to listen to an audiobook as well. And especially, like you said, when you can learn something from it, I think it's a lovely way to sit back and relax. Is there anything else on your list, Dee?
Yeah, so I have two more for you. So one is a lady that I'm not sure a lot of people would maybe instantly recognize her name, but if you know the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, the main character and the writer of it is a lady called Rachel Bloom. So that's a TV show that very much deals with mental health, but is a musical comedy. I absolutely love it. So, and that's what prompted me to get her memoir, I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are. And obviously, given the content of her TV show, it is very, very honest about her own mental health issues, but also absolutely hilarious in looking at like how she got to the point of even signing for that show. It's brilliant.
Fantastic. And you've mentioned you've got one more for us as well, if you want to share.
I do, yeah. So another Irish person. So Seamus O'Reilly's absolutely stunning memoir, Did You Hear Mammy Died, which came out last year. And people will probably be familiar with it because it was like on number one on a lot of the like bestsellers lists. But it's an absolutely beautiful portrayal of his family's life in the aftermath of when his mother passed away and when he was a child growing up in Derry. And it's funny, heartbreaking and just pure brilliant.
This sounds great as well, especially when they're read by the author as well. It is really, really great. We've got so much to sink our teeth into. But if anybody wants to check out the list that you've put together, or even if they want to check out any of the podcasts we've had a talk about before on the show, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, so obviously we can't host the audiobooks for you, but any of the podcasts that we mentioned are available in the Go Loud player so that they can just click in there and all of the podcasts we've mentioned will be there waiting for them.
Oh, super stuff. Dee Reddy from Go Loud, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me. I really appreciate it and I'll be looking forward to our next chat.
Nice one, thanks.